From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. The United States and China said Sunday they have agreed not to impose tough new tariffs on each other's exports. Associated Press correspondent Mike Gracia reports.
We have agreed to put the tariffs on hold.
Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin says the United States and China have pulled back from the brink of a trade war. Mnuchin tells Fox News Sunday high-level talks Thursday and Friday produced significant progress, and the U.S. is on track to achieve President Trump's goal of cutting the trade deficit with China.
We are going to reduce the trade deficit. We have an agreement with China that they will substantially agree to it.
Last year, the U.S. had a record $376 billion deficit with China. Mike Gracia, Washington.
Mnuchin on Sunday predicted a 35% to 40% increase in U.S. agricultural exports to China and a doubling of energy purchases over the next 3 to 5 years. Prosecutors in the southwestern state of Texas have charged a 17-year-old with murder. They say he shot and killed 8 students and 2 teachers on Friday in the town of Santa Fe. On ABC News, the Lieutenant Governor of Texas, Dan Patrick, said Sunday, school shootings continue to happen because life has been devalued in America.
Whether it's through abortion, whether it's the breakup of families, through violent movies, and particularly violent video games, which now outsell movies and music. Psychologists and psychiatrists will tell you that students are desensitized to violence.
At least 22 people have been killed, others still missing, after heavy rains from a tropical cyclone hit the Horn of Africa. In Mogadishu, at least 6 people have died. More than 300 homes are underwater in the city. This is VOA News. The Democratic Republic of Congo plans to launch an Ebola vaccination program Monday to stop another widespread outbreak of the deadly disease. More than 4,000 doses of vaccine have been shipped to the large port city of Mbandaka, where 3 cases of the virus have been confirmed since last week and 2 are suspected. More vaccine is on the way. The UN Refugee Agency reports an increase in fighting in the southeastern region of the Central African Republic has driven more than 7,000 people to abandon their homes and seek refuge in a remote area in the Democratic Republic of Congo over the past week. Correspondent Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from UNHCR headquarters in Geneva.
The UN Refugee Agency describes the refugees as desperate, weary, and in urgent need of assistance. UNHCR spokesman William Spindler says thousands of people, mainly women and children, have fled over difficult terrain to escape violence in Central African Republic. He says the refugees have arrived in the remote village of Kanzawi in DR Congo's northern Baoulé province, which is inundated with tens of thousands of refugees from previous outbursts of fighting. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Several policemen have been killed, soldiers wounded, mayors kidnapped in Cameroon by suspected armed separatists who had warned against celebrating the Central African State's National Day in English-speaking regions. Correspondent Moki Edwin Kinzika reports from Yaoundé.
Tensions flared in many towns and villages of Cameroon's English-speaking regions, including Konye, Batibe, Ekona, and several villages. At least 2 policemen and several people were killed. Tensions in Cameroon began in November 2016 when English-speaking teachers and lawyers protested, saying they were frustrated with the dominance of the French language and the marginalization of the Anglophone population. Moki Edwin Kinzika for VOA News, Yaoundé.
President Trump says he will order an investigation Monday about a secret source of the country's top law enforcement agency he claims infiltrated its 2016 election campaign. Later on Sunday, the Justice Department announced it has asked its Inspector General to expand his current review of an application process to include determining whether there was any impropriety or political motivation in how the FBI conducted its investigations of the campaign. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world around the clock at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Christopher Cruz, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.